Chapter 4 The Ethics of Elfland. When the businessman rebukes the idealism of his office boy, it is commonly in some such speech as this. Ah, yes, when one is young, one has these ideals in the abstract and these castles in the air. But in middle age they all break up like clouds, and one comes down to a belief in practical politics, to using the machinery one has and getting on with the world as it is. Thus, at least, venerable and philanthropic old men, now in their honoured graves, used to talk to me when I was a boy. But since then, I've grown up and have discovered that these philanthropic old men were telling lies. What has really happened is exactly the opposite of what they said would happen. They said that I'd lose my ideals and begin to believe in the methods of practical politicians. Now I have not lost my ideals in the least. My faith in fundamentals is exactly what it always was. What I have lost is my old childlike faith in practical politics. I am still as much concerned as ever about the Battle of Armageddon, but I am not so much concerned about the general election. As a babe, I leapt up on my mother's knee at the mere mention of it. No, the vision is always solid and reliable. The vision is always a fact. It is the reality that is often a fraud. As much as I ever did, more than I ever did, I believe in liberalism. But there was a rosy time of innocence when I believed in liberals. I take this instance as one of the enduring faiths because, having now to trace the roots of my personal speculation, this may be counted, I think, as the only positive bias. I was brought up a liberal and have always believed in democracy, in the elementary liberal doctrine of a self-governing humanity. If anyone finds the phrase vague or threadbare, I can only pause for a moment to explain that the principle of democracy, as I mean it, can be stated in two propositions. The first is this, that the things common to all men are more important than the things peculiar to any men. Ordinary things are more valuable than extraordinary things. Nay, they are more extraordinary. Man is something...